Ksubis, Perek Vov Mishnah Zayin. Hamashlish Mois Lebitoy. Somebody who puts in escrow, mashlish is a term that's used by Chazal to give money to a sholish. A sholish is a third party. It's giving money to his daughter, but not giving money to his daughter, giving money to somebody for his daughter. He put it in third party's hands. So that's mashlish Mois Lebitoy. Vihioi Meres, Nemon Bali Olai. He wants. The father wants that his daughter should have a certain amount of money to buy a house, let's say. Rashi says to be kind of soda, same idea. He doesn't want that the money should find its way into the hands of his daughter's husband. His daughter's not married yet. He doesn't want that the money should find its way into his son-in-law's hands, who could invest it and lose it. He wants that the money should be safe. He wants that the money should go to the daughter's rishus, buying a house or a soda, and that's where it stays. The husband could have nechsin maluk, but the property itself will stay biyad bitoy. She says, Nemon bali olai, you can give it to my husband. She's an arusa, the way the Gemara says. She's not a nesua. We're talking about where the father is not giving the money to the sholosh b'tnai. Person could always give a matona to somebody b'tnai, that they use the money for kach l'kach, and if they don't use the money for that, I give a maton to somebody, I want him to pay his rent. If he uses the money to buy ice cream, so I'm a vatel the matona, I make a t'nai, and then that's it, the t'nai is bottle. The matona is his bottle. No, he was gave the money to the sholish, but here he issued that this is what he wants. The halacha is, this is what's called, b'loshon chachomim, there's a nidin of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We're talking about that this money is supposed to perpetuate itself after a person dies, and he's leaving this money over to take care of his children. Hey, yes, this is Ritzoinoi. Therefore, the din is Yasa Sholosh Mashaushlash Biyodoi Divri Rabmei. Rabmei says that the Sholosh should listen to his instructions. Rabbi Yossi says something logical. V'chiyene ela soda v'yiroitzen l'mochro. Lama zong that the field is bought. And Lama Zong, that she now has a field, the money is safe. Is the money safe? When she gets married, if she's in the sewer, so then, by definition, her husband can sell the field with her rishus. V'hi roitze l'mochro, if she wants to sell it, harehi mechura me'akshav, she'll sell it. So what's the point? The Pasha says that means Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to listen to instructions. He gave him a ton. There's no din mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We'll discuss in a minute what the geder and what the parameters of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is. The Pasha says the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi is across the board. The Gemara, the Mishnah adds one detail before what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says b'med var mamurim, b'gdoilo. The discussion over here is b'gdoilo. Avo b'ktano, ein ma'ase ktana klum. A ktana can't sell something. What does the Mishnah mean to point out? So that changes the Machlokes. Is there a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames? Is there not a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames? What the Gemara does over here, the Rav is Mekatzer, is that the Rav just says that the Machlokes of Yosef and Rav Meir is only by G'doylo min ha'erisim. The Gemara, the way the Gemara says it is that there's a Bamed Var Mamurim here. Bamed Var Mamurim, where the Machlokes is min ha'erisim, because the father is saying to give the money to the daughter. There she has a right to say to give the money to my husband, because where the money is given to her and she's in the sua, right now, so that's the same thing as giving it to the husband. There's no way to argue on that. That Rameya and Rabbi Yossi are both maskim. That machloikis is the machloikis in the Mishnah is only by a aruso. Not only that, but the Gemara is adding another knage that the machloikis is only by a gedoylo min ha'erisin. So if the money was given to the husband, but the money was given to her when she's an arusa, we look at her as independent. Therefore, there's a machloikis over here. Give it to her. Well, no, you can listen to her instructions and disregard what the father says. Give it to him. But that's only when she's a gedoylo. That there would be a tzad, where according to Rabbi Yossi, you would give it to the husband. Where she's a ketana, since the father gave it to the sholosh, and the sholosh was koinit for the daughter, therefore the daughter is koina. A ketana can't be makna to her husband. So that's partial, that ain't my ketana klom. So where's the machlokes? The machlokes is only by a gedoylo, where she has the power to transfer the money. The shayla, should you listen to her instructions, and she says, give it to my husband, but her husband has a separate rishus, transfer it to his rishus. That would go against what the father wants, and therefore there's a machlokes by Narusa. By Nasur, there's also no machlokes. Everybody holds it, you give it to the husband. So it doesn't sound that the machlokes between Rimei and Rabbi Yossi is in the etzem concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. The shaila is only how far to take it. That's the way the Ram says it. The lashon of Tosfos is that the taka arguing whether mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames or not. Then this mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is in a few places in Shas. It's a takono that a person's last ritzoyne is what to do with his money, with his possessions. You're supposed to follow the zalocha to be m'kayim. And the Rishonim have a problem, is that there's a whole arichus of sugis, mishnayis, and gemaras barichus, and perek mishameis in Bava Basra, where a shchiv mira, a person who's not well, and he makes a last will and bequest, he's mechalik all his nechosim, they had to make a special takona that he doesn't need a maisa kinyan, divir shchiv mira, kichsum, chimsum, dami, in order that he shouldn't be mevulbul, he should be able to be relaxed while he's not well. They made a special takana. The shaila is, why didn't he need a special takana when he's on his deathbed and he's mechalik all his nechosim with all this very tight set of rules that you have over there in the sugya Bava Basra? Tefikle, that whatever a person puts into request and that's the last that he wants his money to be done with, the halacha is mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is not only when a person's a shchiv mira, and it's not only when he's mechalik all his nechosim. Any bequest that a person makes that should be carried out like hamoisoi, there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So why do we need a separate takon of divrei shchiv mira? This is a kasha that Tosfos asks in Gittin, Daf Tezvov, and Tosfos asks in the sugya over here, and it's also in Bava Basra and Perek Mishameis. And there are several answers that are given. One is that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is only a mitzvah. Kishmoy kein hu. There's a mitzvah on the yorshim to honor their father's request, over here on the Sholosh, on the trustee to carry out the father's, but it's not more than a mitzvah. So what happens to the marshal? Let's say a father says, I want a certain amount of money to go to my daughters. And the sons decide not to listen to the father, and they take all the chosim, they sell the house that he wanted to go to their sister. The halacha has nothing you can do about it. They were mevatel, a mitzvah that they had, to listen to their father, and Bezin can't force them to be mekayim a mitzvah. Divrei shchiv mira kichsum chimsurim is a kinyan. So if the father, was a shchiv mira and he made all his nechosim, he divided all his assets, there the halacha is that it's konoi. Berega echad with moisoi, the halacha is that all his nechosim are knuim to whoever he decides to give it to. That has much more teeth. This is the opinion of the Martchitz brought down the Ramo. Another shita is that the Loshna of the Mishnah, Misha Hishtish Mois Biyodoi, is Dafka. This is the Shita of Tosfos, the Shita of the Rimagash, or the Rambam, that when a person is holding on to his Nechosim, he can't, there's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames is when he's Mashlish Mois Biyad Acher, so he's treating that third party as a Yad Liknois money for him. According to this opinion, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames is a kinyan, but it's a kinyan only because there's somebody else who's being koined on behalf of the beneficiaries. Masha Enken, when you're talking about Divrei Shchiv Mira Kichsum, is even the Nechosim, his bank account, his house, things that are not Hushlash. He's not well. He had a heart attack. He was taken to the hospital. You want him to be ruig while he's recovering. He's not well. He's afraid that he's going to go and his nechosim weren't taken care of. So Meli has a right to be mechalik kol nechosim. There it's a kinyan, even without being hushlash. Hushlash, we're talking about somebody who's well, and he had a lawyer, and he was mashlish his nechosim beyond a lawyer. So Meli, there's definitely need for somebody who didn't take care of things with a lawyer to be able to verbally be makna his nechosim. That's the second shita. The shaila is if these two shitas are exclusive from each other. It would sound from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that they're not arguing, and both of them could be true. The shaila, because each one is a teretz based on a kasha. Kanira, that the poskim hold of both. There's two dinim of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's one din, which is not a hakno, it's a mitzvah. Amongst that, by the way, the poskim discuss. Maybe mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is not the dafkan moment. A father's mitzvah, his children, before he dies, to learn mishnayis, to take on certain minhagim, chumras, whatever it is. Maybe it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Who said that's only monetary? Divrei shchiv mira kichsuvim chimsurim is a form, is a vehicle for being makna nechosim. It's purely monetary. And then there's a second halacha that'd be makna nechosim. being mashlish biyadache is a way of hakno. Masha'en kein, if it's biyodoy, severe, you need to come out to divish chimra, kechsuv chimsurim dami. We'll just bring on one more idea. The lush in the Mishnah is that what's mahailu chachamim to say that she has to hold on to money, can't go to her husband. If she's going to want the husband to sell it, he'll be able to sell it. V'hi roitzel l'mochro, harei mechuro me'achshov. It's sold from now. What's the stress on that sold from now? It's sold from whenever you sold it. So Tosfos Yom Tov brings down a discussion over here in Rishonim, there's a kasha, that we're talking obviously about a girl who's a ktana. She was a ktana, now she's a naira. The father married her off. L'chor, she's definitely under the age of 20. And there's a whole sugi in Baba Basra and Perek Mishameis that Chazal took away the ability of an up till 20-year-old to sell karka shiyorish mibeis avoysa. Ancestral fields that were giyashin from a father, Chazal took away. If he's under 20, we don't see that he has the full seriousness, and they took away, even though a godl, l'chor, should be makna, anything he wants to, but they took away that din. So l'chor, she's under 20, she can't sell it. What's mechura me'achshov? Tosfos Yom Tov understands that that means, no, she could sell it from now. Me'achshov, even though she's underage. What's takat pshat? Why could she sell it? So there are different pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat is to say that Enechanami, that takon is only by a ben, because he's the normal Yerush, by a bas, they're never misakin. It's not the usual case. We're talking about a bas. Another way is to say it is it's only karka that we said that he was Yorash mibes avoysev. Here it wasn't Yorash, he got to him, derech matonim echaim. Third shita is that that's only by karka. Clearly it's only by karka, not by mois, that Yashim and his father. Here, even though the money was put aside to buy a house, to buy a field, it's fort. She got it in money form. She didn't get it in field form, house form. So therefore, she's allowed to sell it.